The Jim Rome Show, weekdays at noon on the Bet Las Vegas and everywhere with the Odyssey app. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
We've got some big news as it concerns United States soccer. And yes, I'm being serious when I say that. This news just crossing hashtag the wire, aka I saw it on social media. Per our friends at The Athletic, David Ornstein is the person that tweeted this out. Mauricio Pochettino, the Argentine manager of the United States men's national team that led Team USA to a win in the knockout stage over Bosnia and Herzegovina and winning its group before obviously the embarrassment crash out against Belgium. It looks like Pochettino will return as the head coach of the United States men's national team in a deal through the 2030 World Cup. This was first reported by Telemundo broadcaster, the legendary Andres Cantor. And if you don't know who Andres Cantor is, he is the guy that yells goal when goals are scored. So an absolute legend. So why is Cantor reporting that, you might ask? He is Argentinian. And so is Mauricio Pochettino. So he is absolutely like a viable source here to put something like that out there. And now The Athletic is reporting it as well. Now, not 100%. Deal is not done. Barring a change of mind from Pochettino, it looks like he'll agree to return as the manager of the United States men's national team. Now, the expectation was heading into the World Cup that Pochettino would leave after this World Cup and potentially go to Italy at Serie A to coach AC Milan. AC Milan instead, that's where Christian Pulisic plays club soccer at AC Milan. Instead, AC Milan hire Ruben Amorim, who was formerly the manager of Manchester United. Now, if you're not a big soccer fan, you don't know who that is. I'm just giving it, putting that forward for context. That I think the reason why he's going to choose to return, I think he wanted that job and he didn't get it. And I think he's got a pretty good gig going on where Americans like me love him. And I think he's going to stick around based on this reporting. And this is, like, I don't want to exaggerate here, and it's not an exaggeration to say this. It's not hyperbole. So in case you're listening or watching and you think, well, this is prisoner of the moment. I don't think it is prisoner of the moment, and I don't think it is hyperbole. It is a gigantic, gigantic deal for Team USA, for Pochettino to potentially return. I know that the game against Belgium didn't go the way any of us wanted it to go. I know that. But it's also true that the United States, and I know this because I've been watching since 1990. I remember the 1990 World Cup and certainly 1994. The United States has never played as well, and you can bring up 2002, I get it. Like, I watched those games also. They never played attacking football, attacking soccer, like they did in this World Cup. They've never done it before. Even if the result at the end was not what we wanted, and they bowed out terribly, unlike in 2002 when the United States barely lost to a Germany team that boasted the best player in the World Cup, the Golden Ball winner, in keeper Oliver Kahn, that lost in the final to Brazil. They never played in 2002 as well as they did, reach those heights that they did in this World Cup, with a bunch of young players who all have a ton of potential. I don't know if it would have been a disaster, only because, like, I don't know who they would have hired to replace him. Maybe it would have been someone really good also, but I didn't want that to even potentially be a thing, and it won't be now, reportedly. So we don't know for sure that Pochettino will return, but it looks like he's going to. And that is great, great news for United States soccer fans, because if he's back coaching this team at the 2030 World Cup, I legitimately believe that our expectations can be a little high here. And that's really fun. And there will be higher expectations heading into 2030 than there were heading into this 2026 World Cup when the United States won the group and won a game in the knockout stage. So again, per our friends at The Athletic, it looks like Pochettino will return as the coach of the United States team. Close on the deal is the headline, courtesy of The Athletic. So good stuff there. And now we transition from football to, you know, American football. And we have some news out of Atlanta and Philadelphia that is not great for fans of the Falcons and the Eagles. Now, this is not news that will, like, submarine and destroy seasons, but it's worth mentioning here on this show today. So let's start with Atlanta, because there's more to chew on with Philadelphia. Tua Tagovailoa has a back injury for the Falcons. It is not going to keep him out for an extended period of time. In fact, Falcons head coach Kevin Stefanski said Tua will be out there sooner rather than later, but it's expected that Tua will not practice for the rest of the week as he deals with a tight back. Michael Penix Jr., the Falcons' first-round pick a couple years ago, I kind of think he stinks, and I hate to say that because I was all in on Penix before last year. Penix is still not practicing due to, you know, as he comes off a torn ACL, so Penix isn't ready to go. So the Falcons here on day one, and Penix just said to the media, our friends at Underdog just tweeted this, he could have another month before he's cleared. So Michael Penix, if he's saying it could be another month, it could be longer than that. So based on his own words, this isn't like a reporter offering something, Michael Penix said this at Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch today. It could be another 4 weeks before he's cleared to practice. Not great. So undrafted rookie free agent Jack Strand, this could be like a Madden creative player, is currently the QB1 in Atlanta. They just signed Cooper Rush, formerly of the Cowboys and Ravens. So Cooper Rush will be the QB1 until Tua Tagovailoa is ready to start. I think I'm going to be in on the Falcons this year. I think I'm going to be in on the Falcons. Mostly because I don't like the rest of the NFC South. We talked about the Nick Skorton injury in Carolina, who's expected to be a breakout pass rusher for them. He has a torn ACL out for the year. And in a division where I think the margins are really fine between these teams, I think something like that really matters, even if I think the Panthers do have upside this year. The Saints might be a year early. I don't love the talent on defense, even if I love the offense. I love Kellen Moore. I love Tyler Shuck. I love defensive coordinator Brandon Staley. They may be a year early, and I think this could be a disaster potentially for Tampa. Vita Vea wants out. Baker Mayfield's playing the final year of his deal without a contract. Todd Bowles is still the coach. What could possibly go wrong? Now, for Atlanta, Tua could be back in 5 days, in which case, no big deal. But if this is going to be something that lingers, I mean, they're beyond screwed. Like, you can't have this. Now, you know, because you've been listening to the show, watching the show, that I said literally like the day the Falcons signed Tua, Tua's going to be the Falcons' starting quarterback this season. And he should be. He absolutely should be. He was not good, obviously, last year in Miami, and obviously wore his welcome out in Miami, but let's not forget this, and this is not me making the case for Tua to win MVP or win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. But there were points in his Miami tenure where we're towards the end of the year, and he's up there in the MVP odds. Like, he led them to the playoffs a couple times. The games didn't go great. The game in Kansas City, he got hurt before the Buffalo game. But he did not. Tua Tagovailoa does not suck. He might not be as good as Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow, also picked in the top 10 of the NFL draft in 2021. He might not be that, but he's definitely not bad. He's not bad. And in this Kevin Stefanski offense, where he just needs to be the point guard, get the ball to Drake London and to Kyle Pitts and obviously to Bijan Robinson, I think Stefanski's a really good coach. They retained defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich. It looks like James Pierce Jr. is going to be able to play this year. Maybe he's suspended to start the year, but he showed a ton of promise last year as a rookie pass rusher. If you told me Tua plays in every game this year, I'm taking the Falcons to win the division. It cannot be Michael Penix. It can't, with how he looked last year. Like, okay, Penix has a better arm than Tua, but he's inaccurate. I'll take the accurate quarterback who can't, you know, fire a piss missile 60 yards down the field. Especially in this Kevin Stefanski offense. So the signing of Cooper Rush, I think, is really good for Atlanta. He might be their backup quarterback in week one. But it better be Tua Tagovailoa as the quarterback, not Michael Penix. We have more information from Penix, who is literally addressing the media as we speak right now, so quotes are filtering out. So Penix said, what we told you before, probably 4 weeks before he's cleared, but doctors did tell him he's ahead of schedule. Remember, he had a couple ACL injuries in college. He's being careful, so maybe erring on the side of caution. Okay, that's fine. I will just stick to my stance. It doesn't give me pleasure to say it. I loved him coming in. I loved the Falcons coming into last year because I believed in Michael Penix. I don't think he's got it. I just don't. And I think Tua Tagovailoa, if he plays and he's healthy this year, that Tua Tagovailoa is good enough in that division to get the Falcons to the playoffs. Now, it's probably they go 8-9 or 9-8, but I think he's good enough to get them to the postseason. All right, we hit Mauricio Pochettino. We hit the Atlanta Falcons injury news. We have a little bit of injury news as it concerns the Philadelphia Eagles that we'll get to on the other side. And why I think we collectively, all of us, fans, media, bettors, we're all talking about the Eagles offense. We need to be talking about the Eagles defense. I'll tell you why next.
Less than 1 week until the MLB trade deadline. Buyers, sellers, contenders, pretenders. Who could be on the move? The lines are about to be drawn. Westwood One Sports.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
When the moments in your life are too important to miss, you can trust O'Reilly Auto Parts to keep you and your plans on the road. Our professional parts people can test your vehicle's battery and even give it a charge if needed. In most cases, we can install your new battery for free. It's just one of the many services we provide at O'Reilly Auto Parts to ensure life's best moments don't find you stranded.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doug. Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons, and lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Baker Mayfield will be playing on his final year with no extension in Tampa Bay. And I'm really curious what the long-term goal is here for Tampa, if one actually exists. Baker's only 31 years old, and he's thrown for 3,500 yards and at least 25 touchdowns in all three of his seasons as Buccaneer quarterback. What other options do they have if he does leave at the end of this year? I don't see any. I'm Denton Day.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Oh, hey, Sarah. Did you hear my daughter Katie got Camper of the Week?
That's a big deal.
We got a big deal, too. Right, Mom?
Honey, shh.
What's that?
Okay, that Hyundai Santa Fe, I only paid.
Nice.
Deal's so right, it almost feels wrong. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus zero payments for 90 days, or 1.9% APR for 72 months on the Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, or Santa Fe Hybrid during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Hurry, offer ends August 3rd. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
The Jim Rome Show.
Hey, Steeler fan, be careful what you wish for. You wished Mike Tomlin would quit. You got what you wanted, but you also ended up with Mike McCarthy as your head coach. And the next Steeler fan that I talked to who thinks that he's an upgrade over Tomlin will be the first.
The Jim Rome Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Today at noon on the Bet Las Vegas.